So the third object that I chose is a photo that I took of the Saikun waterfront in 2018. So Saikun is where my school is and where I live now for, it's been 2 years, and I consider Saikun as my home and where I am very happy. Saikun has a lot of like nature, beach, and hiking spots. It is one of Hong Kongers and also tourists' favorite spots. And I chose this artifact because from my interactions with the knower, I was able to learn more about Saikun and the parts of the land that was reclaimed, because without talking to them or without researching about it, I wouldn't know that much about Saikun. So I was talking to the security guard at the school a few years ago, and they told me that the land in front of the school was reclaimed, and at that time the hotel was starting to build. And to me, the hotel suggests like new infrastructure and the start of industrialization in Saikun. I've also talked to some taxi drivers in Saikun. A lot of them have lived in Saikun and Hong Kong for their whole life, and they told me how much Saikun has developed since they were a child, and how it has turned from a fishing village into an international hub, basically. And 5 years ago, the school was built. A lot of change has happened because a lot of expats moved in the most recent 2 to 3 years. There have been new developments in the town of Saikun. And now the hotel is almost done with construction, and I cannot recall what the land looked like before that. And I was, from the interactions I've had with some of my teacher when I was presenting my artifacts with them, they told me that when we see something every day, we get used to it so quickly that we can't remember what it was like before. And if we left the place and came back again, we're more likely to remember what was there before. And this links to the knowledge question of what impact has the fact that English is the primary language of the internet. And the security guards and taxi drivers that I've spoken to were Cantonese speakers, and a lot of them don't know how to speak English. If I was a foreigner, I wouldn't be able to communicate with the knower, or it would be more difficult for me to communicate the knower, and therefore the information on land reclamation of Hong Kong is sometimes limited because it may be available in Chinese, or because the English speakers have not reached out to the Chinese knowers. And that is why the interactions with the knower in this context allowed me to obtain first-hand information that may not be available on the internet.